I'd like to welcome to Out in the Air Spotlight from the LaPorte County Symphony Orchestra starting their new season. It's the Hoosier Star event, which is September 14th, 2024, 7 p.m. at the course of LaPorte Civic Auditorium. And we have the Executive Director for LaPorte County Symphony, Emma Yannis. Welcome to Out in the Air Spotlight.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
Yeah, it's so nice to see you.
Well, Emily, this is your 19th year of Hoosier Star. So tell us a little bit about it in general, and then some of the people you have involved with it in terms of the youth division, the adult division, and even some of the other people like your MC and all those types of people.
Sure. Yeah, I'd love to. So Hoosier Star is, as you said, in its 19th year. It started in 2006. It's kind of follows a sort of American Idol style competition format. Last March, we held auditions and we had a really good turnout of fantastic talent. Word is starting to spread throughout the state of Indiana. So we do get folks from as far as Hammond, Fort Wayne, Indianapolis. So people are taking notice of this. And so we get quite a lot of auditioners. So we selected our 5 youth finalists and our 5 adult finalists. And they will get to sing a piece with the symphony on September 14th. And then the audience and the celebrity judges, of which there are 3, will choose the winners on at the concert that evening. So we have some fantastic talent. We have a wide age range as well. We have a sister duet from LaPorte, Olivia and Sila Bronco, who are going to be performing. And I'm not exactly sure how old the youngest one is, but she can't be more than 10. And she is just cute as a button. And just sing so well. So that's going to be exciting.
Is that the first time you have a sibling pair? Or
actually, no. There was a sister duo a few years ago. In my research on Hoosier Star, I saw that there has been a sister duo in the past. So this won't be the first. But it is still exciting to have them. We've got a young man from Fort Wayne. His name is Charles. He is fantastic. I think everyone's going to just really be highly entertained by this program.
And then you have several in the adult division. And yeah, there's any returning people? I think they can.
That's right. Yeah. Yes, actually, I believe one of the adult contestants was a runner-up last year, Lindsay Brown. And she is a finalist this year. We also have Max. He is from LaPorte. He's a frequent community theater performer in LaPorte. And then we have a couple of newbies from Mishawaka, South Bend area who really just knocked our socks off in the auditions. So we're really excited.
So do the judges petition you or do you reach out to find the judges? How does that work?
Becky Osborne, our vocal director, she usually works on finding the judges. So I'm not sure if she gets any inquiries, but she's well connected throughout the region, and she's the one who usually secures those judges for us.
Excellent. And so same MC is...
Jeremiah. Yeah, Jeremiah Mellon will be back to MC. He's fantastic. He does such a great job making conversation with the contestants, making them feel comfortable up on stage. And we're really thankful to have him still a part of Hoosier Star.
And then Dr. Carolyn Watson is the conductor.
Oh, correct? Yes. She will be back. Yes. She's actually conducting every concert this season, which is really exciting. Last year, she wasn't available for a couple of our concerts, but this year, she will be with us for everything. So we're super excited about that. And the songs have been chosen. Those were chosen several months ago. And there's a good variety of Broadway, pop. We've even got some soul. So there's really something for everyone, every musical taste.
Well, I just kind of wanted to mention my friend Sherry Edwards. Can you talk about her founding of Hoosier Star and what
So Sherry founded Hoosier Star in 2006, and at the time, you know, American Idol's still around, but it was super big back then, and so that was the impetus for starting this benefit for the symphony. And it was also to nurture young talent in the area and to give them the opportunity to perform with the orchestra and to get that experience. And Sherry was really instrumental in mentoring the singers and helping them with their stage presence and what they would wear on stage. And And so that she had a big part in that. And she still plays a part today, even though she's retired to Florida. We still keep in contact with her as an advisory, a member of the committee, and she helps us out with a few things. And she's a sponsor as well.
This is a paid event for the people. So it's actually a fundraiser. So tell us a little bit about that process of getting tickets.
Right. Yes. So we have many sponsors for this event. Our top sponsors are NIPSCO and Horizon Bank and Northwest Health. So those are our top sponsors. But then we also go out in the community and encourage local businesses and local individuals to sponsor this event. The proceeds that we make from it go straight to our music education initiatives in the symphony. So it's a great opportunity to support the symphony and also just have a really fantastic, entertaining evening. So if any businesses are interested, they can reach out and inquire about sponsorship opportunities, lcso.net, executive@lcso.net is my email address.
Yeah, it's an exciting evening.
It is.
It's so fun. Yeah, last year was my first one, and it was such a blast. It was so fun to see the finalists just really blossom on stage, and I got to see the whole rehearsal process, and it was really cool. So I'm excited to get to do it again.
Sounds great. Well, we appreciate you coming on Art in the Air Spotlight. That's the Hoosier Star. It's going to be September 14th at 7 p.m. LaPorte County Civic Orchestra. And you can get ticket information at lcso.net and find out all about it.
Yes, single tickets are on sale online. So please come.
And also support your program. Thank you so much for coming on Art in the Air Spotlight.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Thank you
for having me.
Art on the Air Spotlight and the complete one-hour program on Lakeshore Public Media is brought to you by Macaulay Real Estate in Valparaiso, Olga Patrician, Senior Broker.